Left in the Dust by Joy McLean. Hear God's Word. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgive all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Psalm 103, verses 2 through 5.
During the mandatory 10-day wait period, we visited our son at the orphanage. At the end of each visit, kids would open the doors of our taxi, climb into the car, and regrettably get out so we could leave. Eventually, we'd shut the doors, and they would begin waving as we slowly drove off. They continued to wave goodbye until we were long out of view, but our son, he would run as fast as he could, chasing the taxi. It didn't take long for the speeding taxi to pass him, but still he ran. He ran as fast as his little legs could carry him, up the rocky dirt path, until he couldn't run any longer. He stopped and stood there, his chest heaving. The dirt kicked up from our taxi covered him with dust. A huge cloud of dirt swirled and sailed around him. He looked so small, so alone as he stood there on the hill. He couldn't even see me in the back seat waving at him. He couldn't hear me, but I was telling him, "Just two more days, little man, just two more days. You are hours away from being officially ours." The next 2 days seemed to crawl. By this time, I was missing home so badly, and we were getting so tired of the same old thing day after day, we thought we'd go crazy. For the past year, most of my thoughts, energies, and resources went towards this adoption. We were less than 48 hours of taking him out of that place, forever, and it seemed as if the clock had mysteriously stopped. Those 2 days did pass, and we took that one last trip to the orphanage. Our son told everyone goodbye and anxiously climbed into the cab. He talked a mile a minute as the cab sped away from the camp, down the dusty road, kicking up the choking cloud of dust. Our little man sat in the back of the seat, chattering away, looking ahead. Not once did he turn to look back at the life that he had left behind. It was left in the dust. It was full steam ahead, new experiences, new challenges, new hope, and a new life. How quickly we can forget where God has rescued us from. We are familiar with old ways and places of residence, and how often we want to remain in that familiar territory. We take comfort in what we know, even if what we know is not a good place. God desires that we would forge ahead, run the race with Him, desiring the good things that He has for us. Oh, that our hearts would be filled with the desire to forget what is behind and desire what is ahead. What lies ahead is an eternity with our Father. One day we will no longer be covered in the dust of this sinful, decaying world. We will take up residence with our Father in heaven and never, ever look back at what was left behind.